Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Welcome, and to our friends around the world, welcome. Our international audience is growing. We are all partners in freedom, and so we really welcome your participation. And you guys down under and in New Zealand and Ireland and the UK, thank you for sending me all the examples of tyranny happening in your country. I love it. We have a special guest and a very important topic, Renette Senham. She has been on our show before. We talked about Lahaina last year and the tragedy there. And she's got something that is bad, but on a much broader scale. We're going to be talking about geoengineering, which is the real climate change, but it's man-made by those that have nefarious purposes. We'll get into all that with you. We're also going to start off a little bit with a discussion of the Unity Party. But before we join Renette, I got to let you know, I just picked up my silver coins. They came from Noble Gold. I've been a customer for 7 years, been advertising for eight. Here's the reality, folks. We won't be able to afford to pay the interest on the debt much longer. 63 banks are on the federal watch list, and they won't tell you which ones because you might take your money out. And because of Dodd-Frank 2010, you've been declared to be an unsecured creditor. In short, they can steal your money. They've made it lawful. It's not legal. It's lawful. It's unconstitutional, but they will do it just like they did in 1929. To my mom's family and millions of other American families, you have a choice. Take your retirement out of the bank right now. Let Noble Gold back it with gold. You'll own it. You'll control it. Banks can't touch it. Also, your bank accounts can be handled in a similar fashion. I know because I've been a customer forever and a day. Now, the FTC makes me tell you, and we give this warning in good spirit, there's always a risk when you do things like this. To me, the risk is leaving your money in the bank, but aside, you can't use what's happening today to predict the future, according to the FTC. Okay, I think they should add what the banks can do to you to their warning. But nonetheless, we issue that warning. Now, how do you find out how Noble Gold can help you? Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. All you got to do is fill out two lines, and I'll electronically send you a prospectus in layman's terms. It's short, sweet, to the point. And it has Noble Gold's number, and you can call them and get started. I don't know how much time we have left, but I think we're on the verge of big things, and a dollar collapse, I think, is among them. If we start in a war, the dollar will collapse almost instantly. So please, DaveHodgesGold.com. Renette Senham, no stranger to many of you. I met her through our friend Sarah Westall. We did a terrific show on the Lahaina tragedy. She's very politically active, very knowledgeable, as you'll find out if you didn't see our previous interview. And she is experienced politically, vice mayor, mayor of Nevada City, California, and she ran for governor. The problem is she has too much common sense to be a governor in a state like California. But my friend Paul Preston's working on that. Renette, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us.
It's really great to be here. And thank you, Dave. I really appreciate your intelligence and what you bring to the plate. You know, it's really good to have you out there, as well as Sarah Westall, who I also really appreciate.
Oh, I love Sarah. Sarah is one of my closest confidants, and I'm indebted to her because she's introduced me to people like you. You're part of a group called Save Our Skies. And I know about the geoengineering, but I don't claim to be an expert, so I don't do a lot of shows on it. That's why I think this is really an important interview for my audience. But before we go to Save Our Skies, you and I briefly in our pre-air discussion, you had brought up the Uniparty to me, and I'd like to get your thoughts on that because I think they're important.
Well, you know, when I ran for governor, I ran with no party affiliation because, right, just two different wings of the same bird, we know that. And as I've been saying for quite some time, and on a local level, we've been saying this, that our government is a cabal masquerading as a government, a bunch of criminals masquerading as a government. So it's lost, it's gone. And as a former elected official, I have always believed that it's important, and a real leader is a leader who can set aside their differences and find the commonalities, the common ground, and work on that. And that is actually a rare bird these days. It's almost unheard of in politics, yeah. Right? It's right down party line, the decisions when you look at it. And the fact that Trump, Bobby Kennedy Jr., who's able to set aside his campaign, and Tulsi and Musk and so on are willing to set aside their differences and say, okay, this is where we agree, is actually the most hopeful thing. Now, do I have concerns about these individuals? Yeah, I have concerns with all of them on their own. Yes, I do. But just like I would hope people would give me the space to learn and to improve and take in new information and to adjust myself accordingly, I have to allow that for them as well. And I also say to people, what other option do we have? What was so brilliant about this move is you have Democrats who are no longer feeling represented by the Democratic Party saying, okay, look, I'm not a Republican, but I can meet you halfway in this uniparty. And what's so brilliant about this move is that those who have a lot of concerns with Trump, by bringing Bobby Kennedy Jr. into the fold, alleviates a lot of her concerns because we know that Bobby can take and bring to the plate the concerns around vaccinations, the concerns around chemicals in our food, the concerns around geoengineering, the concerns around 5G and radio frequencies, the things that many of us feel that Trump has misaligned himself with. And so it's we're all watching. I am excited about it. And in fact, as I mentioned to you, I do plan on writing this week an open letter to both Donald Trump and Bobby Kennedy regarding geoengineering and what make America great, how make America great again can also assist us in saving our skies, which we can get
I
into.
would like for you to send me a copy of that letter and I'll further publish it too.
Fantastic. Thank
And we'll
you.
put it out on our venues because we all need to come together. You know, it's funny. I was having a conversation with Sarah Westall one day and she said something and she goes, Dave, your silence says you don't agree. And I said, we're close, Sarah, because we agree on 95% of what's important.
Right.
And this is really what you're saying. I respect Elon and Tulsi and Bobby. Because
Yes.
they're able to be mature human
That's
beings for
right.
the good of the masses.
That's right. That's right. And I think, you know, I think what's happening is that, I mean, they're seeing the demise of this nation and it's fast and it's furious. And through the COVID restrictions, the you know, just complete evisceration of our constitutional rights. And now, of course, the unmitigated border invasion, which I actually think is one of the most frightful threats this nation has ever faced. And I am greatly concerned about this. And I don't think anybody has any inkling of an idea, most Americans, of really how dangerous that is also. So, and you know, I digress, we're getting on different topics, but
Oh
the
no, this is great. I think this is important. Look, I spoke at Take Our Borders Back in San Diego back at the end of June, and there were a lot of Border Patrol people there. And one of my broadcast partners is Doug Thornton, former DHS supervisor. I get it in stereo. We have seven divisions of TRICOM soldiers in our country. They're not operating as military units, but I'm talking sheer numbers. And then we have, according to the Border Patrol, 100,000 to 200,000 terrorists. We're not sure how many because of all the getaways. So this is an estimate. I believe these are occupation forces. I'll take you one step further on this. There's something called the Kigali Principles, and I've been all over this for 8 years, but I re-emphasized it again the last 2 days on my various venues, I should say. And here's what the Kigali Principles do. A leader that's in distress can call in other member nations from the UN to bring in their military, whether it's a health emergency, a civil unrest, civil war, invasion. It's called the Kigali Principles. And I believe this is why the CHICOMs are here and why the terrorists are here, because they know we're going to rise up at some point if they consolidate power and really begin to enact their agenda. And I know I'm digressing a little bit, Renette, but I'm telling you, when you say the border is huge, to me, that's the biggest reason why. I mean, fentanyl is important. I get all that, 300,000 deaths and bankrupting Social Security, bankrupting our hospital system. I get that. But these people have the potential to take out vast swaths of our population and our infrastructure.
100%. And if you just take an example of Aurora, Colorado, right now, how the Venezuelan prison gangs have taken over apartment complexes, they use it as their base. These are black, brown, right, lower income individuals living in these apartments. Nobody's standing up for them. No one is sticking up for them. Now, if it was a wealthy neighborhood, okay, maybe you'd have some assistance, but these aren't. So the gangs have gone in there. The city of Aurora can't do anything, won't do anything, neither will the law enforcement. And they're using it as their base to go out there and rob surrounding neighborhoods.
Yeah,
And here in,
you're talking my hometown.
well, your hometown is essentially giving us a window into our very near future. And then we have here in California, it is yet to be signed. It has to go through more of the legislation, and then Newsom has to sign it, is AB 1840, which is literally going to give non-migrant non-legal migrants, zero down payment, zero interest homes, essentially. And while we have the homeless and the veterans and struggling parents and, the working class, and they're not getting any assistance, this is literally death by a thousand cuts.
Right.
This is what we're experiencing. And again, a government would never do this to its people, but this is not a government. It's a criminal enterprise, and they want us compromised. They want us broken. They want us destroyed so they
Yes.
can take advantage of it more easily. And that 100% is what is happening right now. And so I tell people, this is not about people trying to get a fresh start and to get a job and save up for their family and send money back. This is literally an invasion, and they're quiet right now. For right now. And it doesn't take much to completely destroy our infrastructure, take down the grid, create terrorism. All you need to do is look at the UK, look at Ireland, look at France, look at Germany, look at Sweden to see what's ahead of us.
Yeah, my niece and her husband left Aurora for the reason you're talking about and other things about Colorado. And what's interesting, those apartments, I'm familiar with them. They're only about 4 miles from where I grew up. And in addition to that, here in Phoenix, in the Paradise Valley old mall area, they tore it down, built apartments and condos. There is almost an entire apartment complex that has nothing but Chinese males in it. And I hear from the people in the area all the time. I mean, this, folks, is underway. This is an invasion of the United States, and this could get lethal for many of you. And we're not exaggerating. By the way, the program, I just read about it yesterday that you mentioned about no down payment for illegal aliens. Newsom set aside, I have it here, $255 million for that program.
Right,
In a
right.
country that, in a state that's broker than a joke.
We have no money. We're in the red.
I know. It's crazy.
Right.
Well, this is a nice introduction to our topic because as big a threats as they are, I think that what you're going to talk to us about here is a threat that dwarfs all the other threats combined, maybe with the exception of nuclear war.
Right. And it's a silent killer. So it's, basically, like many of us, as a child growing up, I used to sail in our little lake behind our house and watch the skies. And I'd never seen the streaks that we've been seeing, for the last few de couple decades or so. And, this is the thing I say to people is like, look at geoengineering is real. We can talk about the details and get into that. There's plenty of evidence of that over and over again, including the requirement by the federal government to register your geoengineering programs and projects every year, which you can see yourself online. And the thing is, this is that if you're here to protect the redwoods, if you're here to protect the children, if you're here to, to grow your own organic farm or homestead, there's nothing or no one being impacted from who can escape being impacted from geoengineering. It is literally like we are being sprayed like bugs. And this is increasing more and more and more. And the work that I have been doing with a great gaggle of concerned citizens is we're identifying and clearly seeing that there's no agency, there's no anybody who's actually overseeing and monitoring and ensuring that we are not being sprayed and this is not poison. And so some of it seems like, it's not a big deal, like cloud seeding. We've been doing it for decades. But of course, I will get into the details of that. To actual clandestine programs by our very own government and NATO, and we can talk about that more too. But it is the biggest threat because there's everything from water to food to air to soil to the unborn to the young. These chemicals are swimming in our brains, these heavy metals, these aluminums swimming in our bloodstreams and our organs, and that's a reason why we have people in their 20s and their 30s who are now showing signs of Alzheimer's and so on, is because it's not an old age disease, it's an environmental disease. And
Yes.
geoengineering is it plays a very big role in that.
Yeah, I've come across that multiple sources. I mentioned to you before we came on air, my friend Virginia Farver has done so much work in these areas.
She
And
has.
I've heard about this in stereo from her and other people for a long time. You're absolutely right. And it's interesting how the left will promote abortion up to the day of birth, but they're doing things to cause women to miscarry in record numbers. And we have one of the highest infant, and I think of the civilized nations, G20, I
That's
think
right.
our infant mortality rate is the highest among those 20 nations. And a lot of it is what you're talking about here, the environmental dangers that are put into our bodies, and women can't handle it. The reproductive systems can't handle it.
No.
But yet they say we're for reproductive rights. Yeah, okay. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth.
It's inverted. The Democratic Party has become completely inverted. It used to be anti-war, now it's pro-war. It used to
Yeah,
be
right.
for the environment, but it neglects the environment, right? It's an odd thing. And I think a lot of people are waking up. And this is the thing is, I think I'm gonna go back to the Unity Party for a moment. Many years ago, it was, let's see, there's a film called Thrive. And that was put out to by, I can't think of his name right now, but it'll come to him, just blanking. But Thrive was a documentary about the threats that we were actually facing. And it ends up that in this film, they're talking about how do you reach people with such scary topics? And one of the topics, one of the suggestions that this is what you do is, let's say, you say to a person, oh, look at that fresh bowl of cool water over there. And oh, by the way, your hair is on fire. It's Foster Gamble's his name, Foster Gamble. So Foster Gamble had been approaching his wife saying, how do I tell people what's going on here? And how to do with the bush spraying, fruit flies in the East, the East Bay. And they found out it was going to sterilize everybody. So my point is this: you present the solution before you present the scary, environment we're talking about. And so what is so good about the Unity Party is that people have been afraid to jump off the sinking ship because they've not seen a life raft to jump into. And what the Unity Party is doing is allowing people to know, okay, I can jump from this sinking Democratic Party and actually jump into a life raft, and we can move along our way. And that's what it's done. And so what we're trying to do also with Save Our Skies is say, hey, look, these are some very scary scenarios we're going to be sharing with you. But let me tell you, there are things that we can do, and we do have power. But much of that power rests in the information we received and learning what's really going on, taking control, learning to read the skies, flight apps, so on, and actually understanding what is happening over your head so you can better deal with the situation.
This is, I got to tell you this, Renette. I know it sounds crazy to the audience who hasn't followed me for very long, and I haven't talked this way for very long. It's a progression of my 20 years in this business. I'm beginning to look at the world and governments like our own now through the lens of depopulation. It's happening. I mean, Robert Kennedy talks about it with how the unhealthy foods are shortening our lifespans. That's one mechanism. You're talking about it with what's going on in the skies. It's happening across the board. And I know it sounds paranoid, but.
Well, I think the thing is, a good way to approach this is just to simply ask the question, which I've asked many times and no one's ever given me answer. And that is, tell me one thing in our society that has not been weaponized against us.
I agree. That's a great point. Thank you. I'll have to remember that, and I'll give you credit because that's a great way to look.
Right. No one's ever been able to say anything. School, religion, food, media, government, everything has been. Why has everything been weaponized against us rather than been created to support life and vitality? Obviously, there's a depopulation agenda before us, obviously.
It's amazing. What do you think it's because of AI and they don't need as many of us, and so therefore let's thin out the herd, but we won't use direct methods because people will fight back. We got to do it subtly. What do you think?
I think that there is a ruling class, obviously, and it's quite small compared to the global population. And our power are our numbers. That's our power, our numbers. And once we become aware of that, they will not have control. So they have to reduce the population severely. And then those who do survive, they can curtail them. They can, rein them in. They can put them into, 5 minutes, 15-minute cities. And they're good to go. And so, yeah, they don't really need us. And even though, sure, AI can do a lot, it can't do everything. But I really think the main thing is that it is a population reduction. And I'm not sure they're human. And I mean, I'm not sure they're human in that humans have a conscience. Humans have empathy, and these individuals don't. They're a class unto their own. They're a class of psychopaths and parasites, and they feed off of us. And so they don't behave like normal human beings. So I don't expect them to act like normal human beings. And anybody I know, people I know around me, we do everything we can to fight for life around us, every which way we can. So it is very it's and they are trying to terraform the planet. They are trying to turn it into a complete unnatural form that they can control, from the honeybees to the pollen to the soil itself to the food. It's very clear that they're trying to put this planet into an unnatural state.
Do you think it's? I remember a movie that came out in 97, and it was, I can't even think of the name of it right now, but it was Charlie Sheen was in the movie, And it was about aliens that had come here. And I'm not going the ET route, but the movie was about aliens came here and they had infiltrated key positions and they were terraforming the planet to be much hotter to extinguish the humans and they would eventually take over. Leaving the aliens out of it for a second, do you think transhumanism is morphing them to the point where they're terraforming the Earth to be like what they're going to be with transhumanism as opposed to what they are now and they don't want the rest of us around?
I think so. I think it's absolutely possible. And I think there's a much more to this than we realize and what meets the eye. And I think that this year, especially, a lot of it is already coming to the surface. So there's definitely a terraforming going on for sure. I mean, my gosh, I can tell you right now, the last 2 years during snowpocalypse, during 30 degrees Fahrenheit temperature, monumental snowstorms, I have mosquitoes outside, butting up against my window pane, and I actually have them in my freezer, trying to find somebody who's willing to test them. And I'm like, okay, those are not natural mosquitoes; those are genetically modified mosquitoes, and they cannot survive under 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And they are, and in fact, they're surviving during apocalyptic snowstorms. So,
You actually captured these? You actually
I have
captured.
them in my freezer right now. So if anybody has a way to test them, I've actually reached out to even the health ranger and others, like, oh, we don't test for those, but I still have them. And it's the last 2 winters, all winter long, we have mosquitoes.
You might want to have somebody look for what they call Triple E.
Oh, I know Tripoli and the Egyptian, and
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But Triple E is actually beginning to affect what cities are doing in places like Massachusetts.
right.
They haven't
Oh,
started hard lockdowns yet. They've moved to soft lockdowns. But
all
yeah.
problem reaction solution. They create the problem. They put out the mosquitoes. Oh gosh, it's killing people, killing a person. Got a lockdown. I just saw some town voluntarily locked itself down. Like, I don't think it voluntarily locked itself down. I think that's the media around it. But it's all scare tactics. And you're never locking me down ever again, ever. And so this is just 100% ploy. It's like the Nile virus and so on, West Nile virus and other ones, Zika. You don't see it until they release the mosquitoes that are supposed to prevent it, and the next thing you know, it springs up everywhere. So it's
Exactly.
just a ruse. Yeah.
Bill Gates at the center of this.
Well, he's on our list for geoengineering as well. He's on the top
Yeah.
six list.
Do you have any evidence to talk about the fact that geoengineering is also directed at the food supply?
Well, interestingly enough, on a Telegram, I saw a video recently where Midwestern farmers said, I want to show you two different crops. One crop is these are non-genetically modified crops or seeds, and these are actually the Monsanto seeds that are resistant to aluminum in the soil. And his crops that are not GMO are failing. They're not growing at all. They're not producing, and it's only the Monsanto aluminum resistant seeds that are now able to grow in the soil 100%. There.
This is a whole path. I'm very familiar with what you're talking about. And you know what parallels what's happened since Obama's clone has come into office, that we have had over 100 food processing plants
Oh.
destroyed, violent means, and not one investigation from the FBI. Do
No, it's
that to an
war.
abortion clinic and watch what happens.
It's a war. It's a war. This is what you do in wars, right? You destroy the infrastructure. You destroy the food systems. You starve people out. You use fire as weapon. I mean, over and over again, we are literally seeing a war. It's just that it's not the kinetic war that we associate with wars, like with the bombs and the tanks and this and that. Now, give it time, that may happen. But this is it's a very quiet, silent war. It's that fifth generation warfare we're talking about. And destroying your food supply system is always a fingerprint of war. So I think people are starting to wake up to this, but I don't think they realize how fast this train is moving.
I like that analogy because we are in a racing locomotive. That you're absolutely right. You know, I've said this, and we have to sometimes bring in the political to talk about this because they're interlocked. I think if Kamala's real numbers don't go up, and I talk to people whose business it is to know the real numbers. Some are in the military, and I can't be more specific. And then Martin Armstrong came out with same numbers. Kamala's approval rating is 8% to 10%. I really believe, Renette, if her numbers don't improve over the next month, they're going to pull the plug on everything.
100%. They have nothing to lose. They have nothing to lose. They cannot let Trump in. They cannot let the Uniparty rise to the surface. They can't. And I've experienced this on a micro level here locally. There's kind of the good old boys network, and we're going out there and we're doing things and making stuff happening. Their attitude is like, okay, good, fine, we're losing control, we're going down, but you're going down with us. And that is what they're going to do. It's like, okay, we'll go down, but you're going with us, and they will take us down if they can. And there's nothing guaranteed. And, you know, as I've been saying to people too, you know, I'm kind of a California more liberal individual, but I've been saying to people, we need to start praying every day, start praying,
yes,
meditate, be careful of what you think, you know, putting it out there saying, yeah, this is what they're trying to do, but they're not going to do it. The power of the words and the power of prayer. And we are in a spiritual war. And so we have to also approach this spiritually as well. We're not going to just fight it on the physical realm. Yes, we're fighting on the physical realm, but we have to talk to God, our creator, every day, say, hey, look it. How can I be of service? How can I be your vessel? What can I do? Tell me. And go on that. And so this is what we're in. This is definitely a battle between good and evil, for sure.
So many people are saying exactly what you said. It's like you're reading from the same script that all of us know to be true. This is a spiritual war.
Yeah.
And here's the name I've given for the people that are now running our country and committed this coup against us. I call them satanic Bolshevik communists, the satanic cutting kids' genitals off before the age of decision, you know, ignoring the parents, and then, you know, post-term abortions, that's murder by anyone's standards. And then the Bolshevik communists is self-evident by their policies. So
yeah, 100%.
This is what we're fighting against.
That's right. It's a very old and evil entity that we're up against, and it's been, you know, raising its head. I mean, you saw that with the Olympics, the opening and closing ceremonies. You see it every time during a Super Bowl halftime. You see it, you know, in the performances of the Oscars and the Emmys. It's like, is there anything you guys can do that is not satanic? I mean, I don't even listen. I don't watch Hollywood films any longer. I don't listen to any kind of mainstream music any longer. I don't pay attention to the Oprah Winfrey's or the, I don't, like, you guys are all on the wrong team. And I think the Olympics actually helped us. That opening ceremony made the most strident, unobservant individuals go, what the heck is going on? And so I think it actually helped us a lot. It's just like, unfortunately, Lahaina woke a lot of people up.
I agree.
And COVID woke a lot of people up. And so, you know, when people are sitting on the fence, you know, we were saying this years ago when COVID struck, and it was Dr. Pam Popper. She was saying, look, people are sitting on the fence. When they fall off the fence, finally, they always fall to our side. They never fall to the other side. They fall to our side. So it's just, you know, a matter of time.
Well, it is amazing the amount of people that are coming around to seeing this. By the way, you mentioned the Olympics opening ceremony and that debacle of the last summer. 70 million people did not view the Olympics they were anticipating. 70 million.
They went into the red. They lost so much money. They lost. And it's so upsetting too, because these are young people who've dedicated their whole entire lives for the most part. And especially in the women's sports, it was just an atrocity all around. And of all the sports to allow men into, and I'm sorry, these are men, was boxing. So we can watch essentially a wife beating competition. And it's just demoralizing. But again, you know, what I can say this is that pendulum has been swinging and swinging and swinging like this, and it is ready to snap back like a rubber band. And I'm seeing that all. In fact, I'm on the Blaze on Telegram, and the gentleman who runs the Blaze does great reporting from the Middle East. And I believe it was him who put up a poll saying, how many of you have converted to Christianity? Like, you know, the last 10 years, last, you know, 20 years, the last 1 to 5 years, over 50% has converted to Christianity in the last 1 to 5 years.
You know, it's interesting though. The left will use lower church attendance to say that Christ is dead, basically. But the real truth is about 75% of our churches are compromised because 501c3 holds them to keep from being political and applying the lessons of the day to the word of God. People are more spiritual now than I have ever seen in my entire life.
I've never prayed like I pray every day.
I hear you.
Throughout the day. You better believe it. Because we
I listen to, when I'm in the car and I have Sirius XM on, I'll listen to some of the old classics, but I listen to a lot of Christian radio.
You better believe it. Yeah. And I'm not an official Christian, but shepherd's prayer and Christian music, and I'm not listening to the demonic music. I hear it now, and like I've ever heard it before. It's like, whoa, now I'm really hearing what this is and does. And it's a game changer for us. It's a great awakening on levels that I never imagined. And if somebody had said to me that I'd be praying regularly like this, a few years ago, I'd be like, really? I mean, I was always, positive thinking and meditative and stuff like that, but like actual like praying is, and thank you, COVID. COVID did the trick. It started it. It kicked it into gear because we
You
saw the
know,
dark forces come out. We saw the dark forces come out.
that's in what, yeah, that's, and it's in the light. That's the amazing thing. It's in the light. And it's like they don't even care that we know now. It's kind of like we have control and we dare you to try to do anything about it. You know, it just occurred to me because I want to go back into the methodologies of geoengineering besides what they're spraying on us. But you're kind of the female version of Bobby Kennedy.
Oh, well, I'll take that as a
And
compliment. Thank you.
not that you're jumping political belief systems like he is, but I'm saying the widespread application of what you know to how it's harming us. And that's really what he's doing. And can you imagine what it took for Kennedy to leave the Democratic Party?
Well, it's a Democratic Party and his family, right? I
They've
mean,
disowned him.
his family, his wife, his inner circle. It's just, no matter what you want to say about Bobby Kennedy Jr. or how you want to fault him, that took an extraordinary amount of bravery and backbone. And when he said this is a spiritual experience, right? It's like, you are right. This, if you are not on a spiritual journey, then you're going down the wrong path, because this is very much a spiritual journey. And it is a spiritual battle. And for me, it's also, I'm always looking back, like, can I correct myself? Am I going down the right? Do I have to adjust my cells? Being open to new information and adjusting yourselves according to that information is the sign of a statesman, of a leader. And that is a rare bird. And the fact that we have Tulsi and Elon and Trump and Bobby and Vivek and other ones who are joining that team, it's probably one of the most hopeful things I've seen in years and years.
See, I didn't trust Tulsi or Vivek because of their association with the Young Global Leaders
I
Program.
know, I know. Same
But you know
here.
what? I think they're scared, like so many of us are, about what's coming.
You
And
know, I when I was in the city council, I was at first the first year, I had someone say, "Hey, Renette, there's this thing called ICLEA, United Nations. You do these kind of audits on your." I said, "Oh, really great." And I thought it was a good thing. I didn't love United Nations, but I didn't think it was the evil that it is that I realize it is today. And we did that the first couple of years, and then later on, I began to go away. The second, I'll have no association with them whatsoever. And so, you forgive me. Also, I believed in climate change. I started nonprofits around climate change. Right? I was going out there, and we were doing film festivals at the local high school that was my alma mater about climate change. Forgive me. I now know. I now realize I was so wrong. And now I tell people, look at, I actually was out there on the forefront in my community pushing the climate change narrative. I was out there involved in and was in a position, a statewide position, teaching people about building science, which is complete boondoggle, right? They never do cradle to grave calculations. None of it does cradle to grave calculations. They just do a little tiny piece saying, oh, look at all the energy you're going to save. And so saying, oh, this is how much it really costs you in energy and resources and water and so on, right? It's all a boondoggle. And now I realize it was a
yeah.
cover ultimately for geoengineering and other nefarious activities. So I ask people, please allow me the room to understand that I've made mistakes and allow me to adjust. And if I'm going to ask people to afford me that luxury, that privilege, why won't I do the same for others?
We all make mistakes. I remember when the book The Population Bomb came out by Paul Ehrlich at Stanford University. I believed it. Until someone demonstrated to me 20 years later that you could fit all the people in the world in Texas and give them 1,200 square feet of living space.
I
I
know.
said, yeah, that does kind of change things, doesn't it? And that's when I became convinced we don't have a resource problem on this planet with overpopulation. We have a hoarding problem.
Yes, we do. Yes,
And
we do. We have plenty of resources. Plenty of resources. It's we don't have the leadership to make sure that it's being doled out. I mean, and again, there's a lot of interference in other nations through the CIA and so on, and our economy and the World Bank, the IMF, all that. We've been interfering, and that's and much of that interference has caused these now terrorists, these criminals, to flood into our country because they're ticked off. And I cannot blame them. I cannot blame them. We have gone out for generations now and destroyed local economies, right? Local industries, raped, you know, local resources, and we've disturbed and disrupted these communities around the planet, and they're ticked. I can't blame them, but you've got to be able to separate the people from the government. And we've been paying for this, and we've never been able to stop it. And a lot of people have not been happy about it for generations. And so, but that's where we are today. It's that, you know, that chicken's coming home to roost right now.
Yeah, it really is. Other ways they're attacking us through the air, in the food supply.
Radio frequencies. When
radio
I was
frequency,
mayor,
5G.
When I was mayor and they had the lockdown, which I supported at first, like, okay, if it's just 2 weeks, then of course it extended beyond that. They lost my support. You know, I was supposed to start my third term as a city council member. Instead, I read my resignation and called them all out for crimes against humanity. But during that time, during that lockdown, I was like, this is kind of disturbing to me. They were all locked away. Anything could be happening in the middle of the night. So I would jump in my car, my pajamas, and I would drive around at midnight. I'd drive around at 3 or 4. And then I began to see between 3 and 5 in the morning, 3 and 5, 5:30 in the morning, an army of utility trucks coming in. And they go from 3 in the morning until 5:30, expanding the broadband cables from power pole to power pole to power pole. And they would disappear before the rush hour started, which was not much of a rush hour, but people would wake up and see this. And then, of course, over and over, how many towns, how many cities have you seen these big cables just in a big bundle like this hanging? And then maybe a day later, you see it a little further down, a little further down. I'm like, well, that's weird. Why are they doing this in the middle of the night? I mean, we're supposed to be all locked down, first of all, but it's happening in the middle of the night and only for 2.5 hours, and the point of our deepest sleep. So, speaking of Bobby Kennedy, I reached out to Daphna Talkover, who was in charge of the 5G Department of Children's Health Defense, because I've had her here in the past talking about 5G and its implications. And I said, Daphna, I said, something strange is going on here. Night after night, I'm seeing these army of utility trucks coming here and expanding this. I said, I know as an elected official, this cannot happen spontaneously overnight. She goes, well, Renette, it's not just happening in your town. It's happening all across America. They're also stating all around the United States that, oh, we're putting in HVAC systems into the schools. They weren't. They were putting in 5G quietly. And then afterwards, I started interviewing people, and I was talking to people from Israel to Ireland to around the world. And I said to all of them, when you came out of your stay-at-home orders, were there antennas everywhere? They're like, yes, there were. They were everywhere. Okay. You mean to tell me that spontaneously all of this happened, right? This distribution of cable and the trucks and the employees and the supplies, that had to have taken years to have organized, years. And when we all had our stay-at-home orders, instantaneously around the world, they began to put out the backbone to 5G everywhere. So that tells me 100% that 5G is a part of the COVID narrative and the COVID plan, 100%. And that is a huge threat. And when people say to me, it's not that dangerous, I'm like, well, if it were smoke, you'd be yelling fire and be like running out of the room. And the problem is this, we are all bioelectric beings. And there's absolutely no way it's not impacting us. The question is to what extent? And that depends upon your epigenetics, your health, your environment, your exposure, all these different things. And so that is also highly, highly dangerous. And that is also, to let you know, there has been antitrust violations with Huawei and ZTE in China. They have your Samsung phones and your iPhones and the antennas and so on. And they have backdoors to all those. I call cell antennas towering Trojan horses. All they need to do is program a certain way, and they can do and zap you any way they want to. And because I fought this at a local level, the FCC regulations say, well, you can only have, you know, so much, you know, output of power and so much strength and so much frequency. But what they don't tell you is it's over a 30-day period, right? So they can actually spike a cell antenna. They can spike it, make it really hot. They can target a person and they drop it down for a day or two. So the average over 30 days looks fine. It's under, you know, it's according to FCC regulation. It's a dirty little secret.
I didn't know that. You're the first I've heard. It's kind of like cost averaging is what you're talking
100%.
About. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. So it's a huge danger. It's a huge risk. And there's, you know, they have the Blade Runners in the UK cutting down surveillance cameras. And of course they're cutting down, you know, antennas. And at some point it's starting to happen here actually. And I'm not telling people to go out there and do it, but I certainly can understand why they are, because nobody's preventing this from happening. And I'm really happy because one of my disappointments in Trump was the rollout of 5G. And I believe Bobby can actually help Trump rein that back in and actually show him and prove to him how it's actually a national security issue. It's a life and death situation, but it's one of the biggest dangers as well that we're facing is the rollout of 5G.
How do the elite make themselves immune to the things they're creating?
Well, see, that's why I ask. That's when I ask, are they human? Because
Uh-oh, you're opening up a Pandora's box here.
I mean, do they not have children? I mean, that's the million-dollar question.
You know, I'll if you go back to Genesis 6, verse 4, and we got the fallen angels that were kicked out of heaven. And it says in verse 4, and they were there afterwards. Well, what's afterwards? The next verse is about the flood. So did their DNA survive the flood? We know they inbred with human females. And so when you say, are they human? Well, they may be extraterrestrial in some people's books. They might be fallen angel descendants in other people's books. I tend to think it's the latter, but I'm influenced by my spiritual beliefs. But I do agree with you. It is not normal to be doing this to other people. This is
Wow.
this
Wow.
is sociopathic, and it's like they have a hatred of the human race.
That's right. That's right. They do. And they also have a hatred of beauty. They have a hatred of beauty. They do. Anything beauty, joyous, anything beautiful and joyous, they have a hatred of it. I've seen it over and over again. And so this is why, I've been fighting against 5G for many years and even 3G and 4G. This is why I'm fighting now with geoengineering, because it's we're watching the trees die around us. We're watching the pollinators die around us. The wildlife. We're just watching this decrease of life around us year by year by year. And so, I started Save Our Skies over a year now, a year and a half ago, was because we had this monumental snowfall. Tahoe, not far from me here in Northern California, had 60 feet. And let me tell you, most of our wildlife did not survive that. The snow started in November, heavy snow, and didn't stop till May. The bears didn't survive, the deer, the raccoons, the fox, the squirrels. That wildlife population completely plummeted, and people have never been speaking about that. There's some out there, but not to the degree there was before that storm. We started testing the rain and the snow and the hail samples, and we were horrified by the high amounts of aluminum, especially, and strontium and barium and cadmium and cobalt and zinc. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And so what we started to do was realize that we had to create a base, a very strong base, because power, our numbers are our power. And so our objective was not to do this alone, but to create a multi-pronged approach where we educate people on becoming keenly aware of what's happening over their skies using flight radar apps, understanding how to read and when you would expect to see what's called persistent contrails. And believe it or not, you would see them sometimes or not, depending upon barometric pressure, moisture, things like that, cold. So what we also learned, thanks to Jim Lee from ClimateViewer, really taught me and my team, is that whether you see those persistent contrails or not, we're being rained down every single day with these heavy metals, because we have approximately 39 million flights a day. We burn 15 million barrels of jet fuel a day. And there's a nanoparticulate matter that has a graphene laminate around it and sucks the heavy metals. And though we've had some of the jet fuel tested, we need a spectrometer to be able to do this, which is not available to us. It's available in universities, it's available through the military. This is where Bobby actually and Trump could actually help us. So the thing is that just simply our commercial aircraft is poisoning us on a daily level. And that a daily basis, I should say. And that also is something where we need assistance, because it is either the jet fuel is not being refined enough, or they're adding additives to the jet fuel, or they're adding coal fly ash. Then what's also happening, and again, this is where Make America Great Again, it could help us clean our skies up, is that when Clinton signed NAFTA, the agreement, all our manufacturing went overseas, right? And America's like, oh, great, send the manufacturing over there. It's not in our backyard. The environmental damage is like, well, you're still walking on the same planet. So sooner or later, you're going to be breathing that air, drinking that water, eating that environmental damage. And so the thing is, when that happened, we sent all of our raw goods resources over to Asia, and they ship it back in these massive cargo ships the size of small cities. And they're burning something called bunker fuel. And that bunker fuel is the nastiest, dirtiest diesel out there. So what's happened is we now have tens and tens and tens of thousands of huge cargo ships coming over, and they're actually creating these things called ship tracks. And ship tracks is a cirrus-induced cloud layer that is actually trapping the heat and acidifying the Pacific Ocean. Then that dirty, nasty cirrus clouds comes over here, and if you do rain samples, let's say in the Bay Area, like San Francisco, it won't be as high in aluminum and heavy metals, but once you get to the base of the Sierra Mountains and the range there, that's where it really falls out. And we have, of course, we have massive tree death going on.
What's the answer there, though? So how do we correct this?
Well, interestingly enough, I have said to folks, look at the answer would be is to bring manufacturing back to America and to really buy locally, regionally, stop buying from overseas. Well, that's really hard for somebody like me to create that kind of a cultural shift. However, somebody like Trump, somebody like Bobby, somebody like who understands bringing the importance of bringing back manufacturing to America. So we do have environmental regulation. We do have worker rights. We're not using child slave labor, right? We can actually control the manufacturing and reduce the impact, the negative impact, and rebuild the middle class, which has always been the backbone of America. And unexpectedly, you're clearing the skies. You're clearing out not needing so many ships. You're clearing out over the Pacific Ocean, reducing the Pacific acidification, seeing the sun once again, stopping the holes that were punching through the ozone layer that's burning the trees, that's killing the trees and the plants and so on. So this is something that's going to be in my open letter to both of them saying, hey, look it. There's this really positive unintended consequence of make America great again and bring manufacturing back here to America is you're actually going to clear our skies. You're going to reduce the acidification of the Pacific Ocean and being reliant upon a hostile nation that is trying to destroy us from the inside out, which is China.
Well, they're one of the participants doing that.
One, yes.
The biggest one, I would agree, they are the biggest. Any other things you're looking at in terms of solutions?
Well, so what we're doing is it's a multi-pronged approach. We've put out public records requests on a local irrigation district in California that has been doing cloud seeding. Cloud seeding has been going on for years, for decades, actually. And because it's been going on for so long, people think, oh, it's been proven safe. Well, it's not been proven safe. In fact, they're using 1990 studies and so on. So we're actually going after them, and we'll probably be taking them through the court system. Then we're actually really studying the Constitution, and through a gentleman by the name of Cal Washington of Empower Movement, we're doing what's called notices of liability. So with Save Our Skies, we have a now about 6-week program where we're trying to get people to come on in, go to Save Our Skies, and you can join us every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. That's the second Tuesday of every month, the fourth Thursday of every month, 6 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And for 2 hours, we will hold your hand and we'll teach you about how to read the skies, how to read, flight apps and so on. But now specifically, we're teaching people about notices of liability. And so what we've done is we've actually identified the top six geoengineering perpetrators, which is the National Science Foundation, which is Open Society, which is Bill Gates, which is Harvard, which is Pfizer. Pfizer is the God, where the Fund for Innovative Research and Development, or sorry, Climate and Energy Resource, sorry, research. And so Pfizer is also Keith David's and Ken Caldera's baby as well. And they work in tandem with Harvard. And so what we're doing is we're putting notices of liability out to them saying, hey, look it, our silence has been our tacit agreement to spraying us. We are letting you know on a massive scale that you do not have our consent. You do not have our permission. We know your names. And we're actually going to be sending out these NOLs, these notices, to the top three CEOs or board members of these entities saying, we know who you are, and we're putting you on legal notice. You don't have our consent. This is unconstitutional. And here we go. And we start that process. So what we're doing is we're trying to educate people on how to really ascertain what's going on over their head, to identify who the perpetrators are, and then take that power back and put them on notice. And fortunately, empowermovement.com has a special page where if you want to do this, generally they charge $150 a month, or sorry, a month, a year. They're reducing it for Save Our Skies for $100. So if you go on there's a special page you can go through, you can join, and they actually hold your hand through the process. It's like a 36-page notice, by the way. They have to hold your hand because you have to do it correctly or you won't have the same results. But what's also really important is that they're going to be keeping track of the metrics, of the results, of how many were sent out, to who and what the end result was. They have done this in the past with cell antennas, 5G, smart meters, vaccines, and they have seen people within a week resign or leave their posts.
Yeah, I've seen that in other areas like voter fraud, and Paul Preston's having good luck with getting corrupt county clerks out.
Right.
Similar thing, similar approach. So are you going to make them civilly liable in civil court lawsuits?
We can and we will. And in fact, it could be civil for sure, because the thing is, and I'm also studying a gentleman by the name of David Jose, and he's also teaching a little bit of a different approach. And we can really go after the EPA and the commissions that are actually, it's their job to protect the air and the water and so on. And so what's really lovely is that if you do this affidavit process and literally say, like, these are the facts, prove to me that you're not causing harm, and they're silent. They're basically admitting that they're complicit, that they're guilty. You can then take that to court, and they can still defend themselves, but you can take that to court, and you've got proof. Like, look at, they did not deny this over and over and over again, and it's a process. So I have been, and I say to people, I'm very much a student and a teacher and a student and a teacher, and I go back and forth. I learn something, and then I try to relate it to the masses and help. But I'm clearly a student in all of this. And so I've been learning from Cal Washington for some time. I'm learning from David Jose right now, two different methodologies, and also as well as a citizen jury as well. You can use a citizen jury. And the thing that what David Jose in his webinars I've been taking, it's really interesting, is it struck me quite a few weeks ago when I was watching a webinar. We've all heard the saying of the pen is mightier than the sword. But what David taught us in this webinar is, like, look at, we have been so misled through bar attorneys, through education, as for lawyers and so on, through the judges, through the court system. We've been led to believe that a court is a building that you must go to. But what our forefathers taught us was you don't have to go to a physical location. You certainly don't need bar attorneys. They did not exist at that time. But a court and a place that you can actually put out your redress, your grievances, is on pen and paper. And it is through the affidavit process that you say, okay, prove me this is not true. And it's through correspondence. Correspondence, pen and paper, is your own court.
I would agree. Paul Preston's using the affidavit process to get rid of these county clerk and recorders.
Right.
Exactly what you're talking about.
So we never have to step into the court whatsoever. You can later on if you have to, but there's all these other steps you can take with pen and paper. Right. Rather than having to go into, and hire a bar attorney and tens of thousands of dollars later, and then,
Hear you.
call the judges. And yeah, it's just like that. Our forefathers did not create this system for it to be that
No,
complicated and that
they didn't.
expensive.
Yeah, you said something about an education program, second Tuesday at 6 p.m., fourth Thursday at 6 p.m. How do people access that?
Save Our Skies. So if you go to saveourskies.org, scroll down. Landing page right side, we always have the link there with information, and we do record it many times, and we have back and forth questions, whatever you want. I have certain guests come on. We've gone into some detail about also how to read the stratosphere, the troposphere, and to actually see when you would expect to see these, extenuating contrails, these chemtrails, and really teach people, like, from fact, fiction, myth, so on. Like, okay, these are the facts. This is what you need to know. And really broaden, which my understanding has been broadened, like, okay, commercial aircraft is a part of the problem. Shipping and shipping tracks is a big part of the problem. And yes, there are clandestine programs through our government, through NASA, that are serious issues, but that is going to take the Trumps of the world. That is going to take the Bobby Kennedys of the world that are going to have to blow that open. But in the meantime, on the grassroots level, we're working our way up, and we have a multi-pronged approach. So we're not putting all of our eggs in one basket.
It's you're to be commended for what you're doing. And I will tell you this, if I were Donald Trump, I would create a department and make you the head of it. And I'm not flattering you here. I'm being very, very serious,
Yeah.
because this is something I don't hear Bobby talking about. Trump has not talked about it, but it runs parallel to the things they're concerned about.
Right,
Listen, we're going to promote the heck out of this. And I want to tell you, as we close here, you have an open invitation to come back on my show anytime to update us what's going on, because this is really, really, really important. I mean, there are great people like Virginia Farber that has done her thing, but I think you have the potential here to bring in people like Virginia and others and unify the movement.
I know Virginia, and she's been kind enough that she was sending me a lot of information quite a few years ago for a tort.
Yeah.
And horrifying story about how she lost her son.
Yes.
And she's extraordinary research.
She is unbelievably. I've had her on my show probably 10, 12 times through the years. Renette, we're flat out of time. But I want to thank you for coming on. And like I said, as things develop, just get a hold of me and we'll get you right back on the air. Okay. I
Will do.
appreciate what you're doing for humanity. And I appreciate you coming on the Common Sense Show.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate you too. Thank you.
Thank you.